morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2025. It'll be posted to all media channels on Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. And last but not least, if you need to reach me for a session, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. I think there are dates now available in July, August, and September of this year. And if you'd like to join our live streams where we answer a plethora of questions on Fridays, and you have access to hundreds of videos up under VIP membership, our Platinum membership, Join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our main website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. You can find the join button there. So great to have everybody here. I think we had almost 700 questions coming off of our community board, the post section on our YouTube channel. We put out requests on Mondays for questions. Again, almost 700 questions this week. So everybody's been very active. My wife does go through them, screens them down to some sort of a representative number. And I think today's show, we have 89 questions to answer in real time, which we'll do. So thanks for everyone's wonderful support. And last but not least, if you're not a subscriber, please subscribe. I think now nearly 40% of all the viewers of the channel are not subscribed. So it'd be great if you just take a moment out to subscribe. It is free. So on that note, let's start off with today's show with the 89 question countdown. Question 89. Hello, Sterling. Will the international courts eventually hold EM accountable for election and governmental interference? Yes, and this is going to be part of a global discovery and analysis and investigation process by many worldwide global organizations, intelligence organizations, global courts. All this information is coming forward. It'll eventually all come out regarding the election electronic interference. 88 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. We hear that evidence of election interference or manipulation of votes of the U.S. election will be coming to light soon, and that 45 is not the rightful president. When is this going to be made public? So this has already started to be made public. You'll see that there's actually a number of news reports around regarding the IT, the young IT engineers that are running around with the EM's DOGE organization, D-O-G-E. You're also hearing about election interference that occurred in various states where people were taken off voter rolls. A lot of information is starting to come out, so you have to look forward to various areas, but it is already starting to come out. 87 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. On last week's show, you indicated how your team saw EM remaining influential for many years to come. How does your team see that playing out once his role with voter interference and election an election is made public? So the answer is he had many businesses worldwide that will continue to kind of spur on his efforts. He has a lot of individuals on the payroll that will assist him. He's still going to remain influential worldwide because of the ability to pay people and keep them on the payroll. 86, hello, Sterling and team. EM just announced that he might give out a stimulus check, and is this really going to happen? No, this is all part of kind of a larger media campaign talking about what was potentially going to be $2 trillion of savings for DOGE, the DOGE organization, Department of Government Efficiency. There isn't $2 trillion of savings going on. And so, you know, that might equate to $5,000 for every person in the U.S. Not going to happen. This is some smoke and mirrors going on there. They're false claims of the $2 trillion in savings. 85 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. The fact that EM has Starlink and SpaceX and our military uses Starlink, isn't this a potential danger to national security? Yes, and this is like currently an ongoing thread for the US and other organizations around the world. And this is all going to come out, including threats and problems around Ukraine for this particular arrangement, if you will. It's eventually all going to come to light and then be reversed by about the year 2026 in terms of like the interaction with Starlink, SpaceX around military contracts, that kind of thing. 84, hello Sterling. I was wondering if 45 will make military draft mandatory for our young people since the US is starting to become somewhat isolated from our allies. I do see a draft or some type of a draft being implemented this year in 2025, but as you get to the end of 2025 into 26, it gets retracted. So, yeah, it's going to start to take place and then get retracted. Okay, 83 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. When you do a session or a reading for a client, do you tap into their Akashic records and see their ancestry as well as information from their guides and angels? The answer is yes to all the questions above here. Whenever we do a session or I do a session with an individual, my angelic team connects with their angelic team. It's like a big conference room meeting. If questions are being asked about even past, present, and future, a lot of the information does come out of the Akashic records. It has to. That's the record in the universe for everything past, present, and future. So yeah, it's all part of a composite of the information that flows through a very large scale combined angelic team. 82, hello Sterling. I just read a media post that indicated telehealth appointments will not be covered by Medicare after April 1st. Is this correct? Yes, I get that it is correct that it's going to affect approximately one third of all the individuals using telehealth. So it's going to be a bit of a rough road for part of 2025. And as you get into the end or the latter part of 2025, looks like that'll all be retracted and restored. So about one third I'm getting of individuals that are currently using telehealth will actually be asked to come in for in-person appointments. 81, hello Sterling. US aid workers have been stranded in South Africa. In shocking circumstances, they've been cut off without a cent by the US government. Will they be taken care of? Well, I mean, unfortunately, this problem is going to get even much worse. So everybody kind of needs to take heed, do whatever they can to try to help correct the situation. I think there's going to be some donations made by some larger billionaires worldwide to help out here. But this is a crisis situation that's actually not going to get better for USAID workers for the better part of 2025 here. So, but I do see some billionaires stepping in to assist. 80. Will the USPS, that's a US post office, be privatized, and if so, will it have Jeff Bezos involved in running it? No, I don't see the US Post Office being privatized. I do see contracts being entered into between the US Post Office, USPS, and like Amazon to complement delivery, to make delivery a little more efficient. So it's almost like the US Post Office utilizing Amazon delivery, which I think they already do in some cases. But there's a collaboration coming up here, but I don't see a full privatization of the USPS, no. 79 in the countdown. If 45 decides to ignore the rule of law and the orders coming down from judges on his current cases in court, how will the courts react? Well, I mean, the courts are going to continue and the judges continue to move cases around various courts. It will be able to put the screws, so to speak, into 45 in the cases. They're actually going to have success in nearly half the cases here, but they're going to get moved around through various courts here in that process. So it's a long drawn out legal process, but it will have some success. 78. Hello, Sterling and team. Is there extraterrestrial life on the dark side of the moon? Well, yes, there are actually several bases, extraterrestrial bases on the dark side of the moon, as well as internal underground. There are actually some very large-scale bases inside the moon that many extraterrestrial groups use as a way station. It was a bit of an observatory, if you will, kind of an observation point for many extraterrestrial groups, but it's also used as a way station for many ET groups moving back and forth between different galaxies. 77 the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. My autistic adult son had a dream recently, where from his bedroom window he saw a gray tornado developing quickly. He said, "We went to take cover afterwards." Does his dream mean anything? We live in Tennessee. I'm asking because our previous dream, or his dream, turned out to be correct. 2 weeks before the November election, he had a dream where 45 was declared the presidential winner. So he's picking up on distinct energy in the environment, energy coming from the world, energy coming from around your location there in Tennessee. So it's true. He is picking up on the turmoil. That's what some of these dreams are meaning, the turmoil and the kind of chaotic energy. He is picking up on it. He's actually able to interpret it in various ways. It's true. 76. Hello, Sterling. Can you see if 45's economic policy will crash and will cost him the presidency, forced by nationwide protest and violence and impeachment? So this is all certainly going to be a factor, but the biggest factor will be the electronic election interference and also wiping legal voters off the registration rolls. So this is all coming out, but that will be the big element that actually pushes and makes for the course correction in the presidency. 75, greeting Sterling. Do accomplishments achieved during our human existence on Earth carry any importance in the spirit world after crossing over? So only if it directly affects the world around us. So for example, if you create a company that creates millions of jobs for individuals that helps the world, certainly that's certainly up for appreciation and accommodation, if you will, on the other side. It's really how you affect the world in a loving way, how you help move people forward. You might also like maybe create music and it uplifts millions of people during their saddest times. That's also, something that gets acknowledged, certainly. So things that affect the world, uplift the world, help people move along their journey, all those things are acknowledged. 74, hello, Sterling. Will the U.S. dollar become useless and U.S. banks go under? The U.S. dollar is always going to continue to be a force worldwide. We are in a roller coaster, a chaotic situation going on right now, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And so this will cause a lot of, ebbs and tides, if you will, tides in the way value is calculated. But I don't see a collapse, if you will, of a lot of economies and a lot of banks. So it's a roller coaster ride. And I said kind of in a humorous way last week that, we kind of have to ride the waves, surf the waves. But yeah, the U.S. dollar will always be a force in the world. It will be. 73. Hello, Sterling. The current administration is planning to lower egg prices by stopping the slaughter of entire flocks of chickens when a few chickens get the bird flu. If they follow through with this plan, will it be safe to eat eggs or chicken bought in U.S. grocery stores? So caution is required across the entire food chain, not just the U.S., but the world. Now, there are certain, not a doctor, not a medical anybody that actually, handles the processing of food per se, but we all have to be extremely careful. And I would tell you to do research, but my team is telling me that through, let's say, thoughtful preparation of whether it's chicken or eggs, I think at certain temperatures, even if it has been contaminated, there's a way to kind of mitigate that risk. And not a doctor, but everybody, this is a time for caution as the entire food supply chain is kind of affected in the U.S., even around the world. We've lost, thousands of inspectors, for example, food inspectors. So, yeah, caution is required here. Good food preparation is also required. 72, will this administration, 45 and EM, allow all of the thousands of individuals they have fired to obtain unemployment benefits? Or are they planning to eliminate that as well? I do see they're going to limit unemployment benefits for groups of individuals, even some groups of federal individuals, but then it kind of all comes back around. It gets fought in Congress and then everything gets made right. So this is, here's some more chaos around firings and access to unemployment. I do see that. So I want everyone, let's say, not to worry, not to go crazy, because you'll see it being fought out in Congress and the courts. And then I see the benefits being restored. 71, hello Sterling. I am wondering if anyone from the government is going to step in and do anything in regards to all the chaos and madness. Will the FBI or Department of Justice do anything? So there are world organizations, courts, intelligence agencies, a number of organizations coming together, working through back channels in the US, other areas of the country. They're actually going to help bring all the information forward and help safeguard humanity, democracy. So this is all happening in the background through a number of very important secret back channels to help save democracy. So the public will eventually be aware of all of it. 70. Hello, Sterling and team. I am interested in knowing what was the purpose behind the US launching a Minuteman III ICBM missile this week. So this was a show of force by the US to say to other, unfriendly areas of the world like Russia, China, North Korea, kind of don't mess with the US, that we are still a very strong power. It was like what they call like a shot across the bow. This is like a message of strength to say, be careful, we're still a force to contend with. 69, hello Sterling. What do our founding fathers have to say are the steps and actions we need to take at this time to secure our democracy? So, this is a rebirth of the nation, just like it was in 1776. So, founding fathers are working with millions of individuals down here on Earth, millions, that is, in order to create new legislation, uncover the truth, get to people that need to be stopped. All this is going on real time. This is a rebirth of the nation. So it's a chaotic time. It could be a difficult time, but everybody's standing in truth and uncovering that information. The founding fathers are helping to make sure that happens. I see it all the time. They come around all the time. And I see many of them talking about what they're doing worldwide, not just in the US, but other areas of the world to try to move humanity forward. 68. Hello, Sterling and team. Will there soon be advances for people that have hip problems without resorting to hip surgery? I see new materials being developed by the year 2030. That's in about 5 years, that will make whatever hip replacements are done permanent. So you won't have to go back and replace them or whatnot later on. Then by 2035, it looks like there'll be genetic vaccines that help the body reverse, let's say, degradations of hip. So you got 5 years for new materials, but still hip replacements, another 10 years here before there are genetic vaccines that help the body kind of heal and reverse the damage. 67. Hello, Sterling. Will EM eventually overreach and see his entire empire come crashing down? No, but you'll see his empire morph many times throughout the years. You'll see it morph into different areas of focus and technology and potential control of other worldwide governments. So it's not going to crash. It's going to morph many times to kind of stay ahead of the fray is what they're showing me. 66. Hello, Sterling. Will Peter Thiel and EM be successful in overthrowing the US government democracy and more of a corporate structure? No, the plans they have for a corporate model for US government will not play out, will not work. No, it's actually not going to play out nationwide or even worldwide. It'll eventually fail. 65. Do you see why Judge Chutkin didn't hold EM accountable for the harm he's doing to the US government agencies? I get the case was weak. So for some reason, it was like moving it to another court where there could be more substantive, substantial information or facts brought into the case. So it lacked the necessary proof, I guess, to prove that the DOJ or DOJ was, in fact, I keep getting it lacked the necessary proof. So the case will continue, get handed to another court, and it will eventually have the effect. That case will actually stop some of what Doge is doing. It will. 64. Are EM's technical employees the same people who wrote the code that changed the vote tabulators, or is it a different set of felons? Yes, these are the same individuals involved with a lot of what happened around the election interference. And I talked about earlier, the information's starting to come out. You just have to know where to look and what to see. It's out there. It's actually out there on the internet, a lot of social platforms. But these were the same individuals that are part of EM's companies. 63. Why would they lay off park rangers or officials at the FAA? What is their actual objective? Well, the objective there is to make, potentially they're trying to show you they're saving costs, but they actually want to control government and put loyalists in that are loyal to 45. So, unfortunately, this is all about making it more difficult to be able to track what's going on in the world, the nation. And to get people that are more favorable to 45. So this is all laid out in Project 2025. And remember that document has been around various forms for decades. 62 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Supposedly, the European Union is finally giving Ukraine billions of dollars in assistance to help fight off Putin and Russia. Will Putin retaliate against Europe and demand 45 drag us into war against our allies? I mean, this is all part of Putin's plan, but it won't play out. I don't see it playing out, but it is part of an overall plan. So it's going to amount to a lot of threats. 61, the countdown. Do you see the concentration of extreme wealth by a few individuals in the world being dismantled? Would the money flow back to citizens or government? Well, not for many decades. You're not going to see a shift in the global wealth for many decades, but it is part of the three-decade reset, the years 2020 to 2050. By the time we get out to 2050, you'll see a much better distribution of wealth around the world, a much more evenness in the way humanity is dealt with and managed, and financial opportunity. It's all coming as part of this three-decade reset. 60 in the countdown. Will Amazon, Meta, Apple, Microsoft, or others be investigated as monopolies? Yes, I mean, they'll be investigated, but not dismantled. So here again, my team shows a lot of these larger corporations, they'll like dodge a bullet, they'll morph into other areas. So they will not be dismantled, but in some cases, they may morph and shift their structure a little bit. 59, the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I'm wondering if this information from another YouTube channel is true about the election being fraudulent. An individual named Ethan, is it Sheo Tran, a Doge hacker, created software that was used with blank ballots to auto-generate any amount of marked ballot images, and Starlink was used to accomplish this. What do you see? Yes, I mean, this is all part of the team effort and technology that went into the election interference. Yes, and this is all going to be coming out. 58. Do you have any insight into when major national news outlets like CNN, Fox News, and MSC will begin extensive coverage on the overseas announcement of the U.S. election interference? By summertime, you're going to see a lot of the news outlets covering a lot of this information. So there's a roll-up to it here, but it looks like I see a lot of activity around summertime where this information will be out among a lot of media platforms. 57, will the technology brothers and oligarchs face repercussions for trying to take down the Constitution and replace our democracy with an oligarchy? Monarchy. Yeah, I mean, look, many of the players have already been revealed, and we already know worldwide what's going on. A lot of the research, data scientists, intelligence agencies, they're all over this. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of this all play out within the year 2025 here, a lot of it by summertime. 56. Hi, Sterling and team. USPS Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has announced his resignation with no date. When will he leave, and who will replace him? It appears to me he's going to leave by summertime. I don't know why it looks like a lot of this, a lot of timelines are overlapping here around summertime. But it looks like he'll leave by summertime, and it looks like the replacement's going to be much more democratic or fair about the whole thing. It may sound odd, but it looks like whoever is coming in is going to be much more of a moderate thinker. They may surprise you. So it may look like something that's not going to be reasonable or protecting democracy per se, and the USPS and protecting voter access and ballots and all that, but looks like they'll play out to be something to be very helpful. 55. Will Peter Thiel and Marc Andreessen, that's the Netscape founder, which calls for the creation of private sovereign cities ruled by non-democratic technology-based governments acting as miniature countries ever thrive? How will this affect the states they are located in, like the one being proposed in Solano County, California, called California Forever for over 400,000 residents? So I've read this before. I've always seen that the California Forever project in Northern California, it will go forward. It will be built. I think it will service like 400,000 residents, something like that. However, that model is not going to play out nationwide. But the one in Northern California looks, I've always, when I've read on it, it's always showing it's going to move forward and it will happen. 54. Hello, Sterling and team. Many years ago, my husband saw a swirl of light and sparks coming out of his wife's chest as she transitioned briefly. He saw this again when our cat passed away last October. Was this their soul leaving their body? Yeah, absolutely. This is a very common experience of a soul transitioning. You can see the white light. You can see what looks like maybe sometimes groups of orbs, but you actually can. If you're perceptive, if you will perceive it, you will see it. Many people do see it. 53. Now that EM has gotten into Social Security, will he try to stop or disrupt payments? I do see him trying to disrupt payments, but it looks to me like 99.999% of all individuals will not see a disruption. So it looks like he'll try and try to create some kind of leverage there, but it won't be successful for the overall population. So the population will get paid. That's the key. 52, hi Sterling and team. Is EM after Nikola Tesla's patents? Will he be successful in obtaining them? So no, I don't. I always see Nikola Tesla's patents being protected and not being what I call open source or available to everybody. That's something that Elon Musk has done with many of his companies. He's made his patents open sourced, but I don't see EM getting Nikola Tesla's patents or eventually making them open source. No, I don't see that happening. 51. In regards to pyramid paintings depicting Egyptian gods, goddesses, pharaohs, they always show very high domed headed people. There's also strange large blackbird type people with large head coverings and beaks. Are these people actually ETs and the huge head coverings are to disguise their large alien heads? Yes, in many cases, these are all extraterrestrials witnessed by humanity, and that's the way they showed them in these paintings and the caves and some of the artifacts that you find that go back thousands of years. Yeah, they were many of them were extraterrestrial. 50. Will EM be able to replace FAA staff with SpaceX teams? No, in fact, and I don't even get this is something that EM desires to do. It might be talked about, but I don't get that for some reason that he's driving behind the scenes to make that happen. He wants leverage over certain agencies for cash flow, right? For the benefit of like having an open piggy bank. But I don't see the big focus on if they're asking we're able to replace FA staff. That's really not the key here, the drive. 49, when 45's presidency is declared invalid, what impact will that have on the pardons he issued? I get all of the pardons issued during the presidency will be retracted and revoked. So it's a big like retrenching, going backwards on a lot of the pardons. 48, hello, Sterling. Did 45 take over the Kennedy Center because he wants to receive a Kennedy Center honor? Yes, absolutely. This is the case. If it wants to be acknowledged for a Kennedy Center honor. And I also get that he also want to kind of drive a wedge in the population between, let's say, the population and around issues like LGBTQ plus, IA. I didn't want a lot of that going through the Kennedy Center. So yeah, there's definitely, a motive here behind 45, why he's trying to get involved in the leadership of the Kennedy Center. 47. Will we have fair elections in the midterms, considering the interference and results of the 2024 election? So there are still going to be some problems surrounding the midterm elections in November 2026, but it looks like they'll be discovered much faster. They'll be able to resurrect and correct a lot of the issues that are going to occur. So we still have some issues there with some malware, okay? But it looks like it'll be uncovered much faster, that we'll have the cookbook understanding then how to reverse, how to double check, how to audit the results. 46, hi Sterling and team. To what extent can angels, spirits, and guides really help in a practical sense when asked for assistance? Along this line, how does the life of a person who does not believe in spiritual matters compare to a person who fully accepts the non-physical realm? So, angels and guides, when you work with them, they become like members on your basketball team, your football team. If you don't work with them, angels and guides become like, spectators in the stands. So you're on the field alone. You're not leveraging them. You're not, they'll never leave you alone. So even if, let's say, you're agnostic and you don't believe in the other realm, if you're getting ready to get hit by a truck, I always say, they'll jump out, they'll save you, they'll scream in your ear, look out. So they'll never. They'll help keep you from dying or exiting at the wrong time. However, when you lean in to working with your spiritual team, you call them forward, you're actually like calling them down the field, calling them down to the court. And now you're working as a team. It's much easier to get things done and score points, so to speak, in life, help you move you through your path, okay? 45, how long will Putin be in charge of Russia? And will Putin and 45 go about the same time? Yes, as I've talked about, my team has predicted many years ago. I always saw Putin and 45 going down about the same time frame. They're going to be moved down and move out of kind of their consequence in history. They're going to move out. That means exiting the planet at some point here. But they're all kind of going down the same cycle. The other question here is in charge of Russia. I see Putin somehow still being in effect for at least another 6 months here, something of that nature. And then as Russia transitions to new leadership, I always saw there'd be like a shorter term, maybe 6 month leadership in Russia that might be military in nature. And then after that, there'd be a more permanency in who ended up leading Russia. But that next person leading Russia will be more favorable to the West, try to rebuild the economy in Russia. So, yeah, there's some transitions going on here. My team's been talking about it for years. 44. Hello, Sterling. Is it true world governments have agreements with extraterrestrials to keep their work with these governments secret? Yes. So, for a variety of reasons, full disclosure is going to start off here in 2025, out into 2026. It's already started. A lot of people are witnessing sightings, witnessing extraterrestrial. They see them sometimes walking through city streets in New York. There's a lot of things going on here. However, for thousands of years, it's always been an agreement with extraterrestrials to not release all the information to the public or to world governments. The reason being that humanity has a way of abusing advanced information. You just look at the Ark of the Covenants, and that was a nuclear power device, which is supposed to help humanity, right? Power devices, and humanity started to use it as a war machine. So yeah, there's a lot of technology here and a lot of things that are cloaked around extraterrestrials because humanity wasn't ready to receive it. We're getting to the place now where humanity will be ready to receive it and work with it. 43. Hello, Sterling. We always hear about the life review and all the bad things that we did, how we made people feel. During the life review, do you see the good things that we did and how they affected people in a good way? So during a life review, you actually go through experience everything, all the good, all the bad, all the in-between, all the neutral events. You actually experience everything, but it's done in a way teaches you, educates your soul, elevates your soul, so you learn the lessons you came down here to learn. It's all part of the learning process down here on the Earth School. 42, hello, Sterling. Semaglutide, GLP-1, weight loss medications are breakthroughs for obesity and other conditions. In the future, do you see advancements for weight loss through means other than pharmaceuticals, such as technology and AI? AI will certainly be a factor because AI will be used to develop medications and develop new ways of handling everything that humanity goes through, including, weight loss or insulin resistance. Again, not a doctor, but artificial intelligence will be a tremendous, very important tool in all areas of our lives. There'll be new advances in some medications that will not only help with weight loss, but even things like addictions, like gambling to addiction or alcohol. Artificial intelligence will be used as they call like large language models, LLMs. Will be used to like develop new solutions. So I hope that helps. That's kind of how AI is going to be a contributing factor to many of the solutions that are created around all sorts of things for humanity, including weight loss. 41. Hello, Sterling. Will the GOP succeed in passing 45's all-in-one reconciliation bill? It has harmful provisions and includes substantial billion-dollar cuts in some social programs. The House Budget Committee approved the framework for this massive bill to slash some social programs, extend tax cuts, and provide additional military and defense spending. I do see a version of the reconciliation bill pass, but it looks like it gets skinny down. So the cuts to social programs aren't as severe. So it's a negotiation process going on here. I don't see major cuts to things like assistance for farmers or food stamps or something here. So it looks like it's going to get skinny down, and so to the benefit of people that are depending on these social programs, like I said, like food stamps, farmer support, that kind of a thing. So yeah, it's a process. Some version of the reconciliation bill will be passed. 40. Hello, Sterling. There are some psychics on the internet indicating there will be a massive power systems blackout and outage, then massive violence in the streets sometime in March of 2025. Do you see this event happening? No, not exactly. But I do see in groups like Anonymous creating some kind of chaos in order to stop what's going on in the administration, slow down progress of what's being done to destroy democracy. Don't see what's being articulated here in this question, but I do see groups like Anonymous doing some things to slow down the process, which may shut down some infrastructure. I do see something happening, and I won't tell you that it's March of this year, but it's coming in the early part of the year here. Could that be in the second quarter? Okay. 39. Hello, Sterling. Germany has their election February 23rd, 2025. Will EM interfere with it or try to change the results? If so, will he be caught and evidence be brought forward? So I get he's already integrated systems that are rather difficult for interference. That actually, there's an issue going on here already around Germany's election. But it looks like a lot of the authorities are already kind of on top of it and are going to try to head it off at the pass. But they're saying it's here February 23rd, right? So we're right on top of it. But looks like it's going to be discovered and then dealt with. 38. Hello, Sterling. I read the gold from Fort Knox was stolen. This was reported by EM with no evidence to support this fact. Is this true? No, I get that something like $450 billion of gold is still there, whatever was reported. I don't believe it's been audited for like 50 years or something, but I do believe the overabundance of like the $450 billion of gold is still there. No, I don't get that it's been stolen. 37, the countdown. What is the outlook this year for employment growth or employment rates? Will we see any improvement or hopefully very little damage from the current administration? Unemployment will actually skyrocket in 2025 and then come back as we get towards the end of the year back into some sort of a semblance of order. Things are going to kind of get restructured. They really start to recover towards the end of this year into 2026. But unfortunately, I do get unemployment skyrocketing, unemployment rates. 36. Will the majority of GOP Republicans in Congress ever turn on 45 and EM and help the Democrats put a stop to chaos and madness? You're going to start to see at least two GOP members of Congress start to move towards, let's say, voting with the Democrats. Then I see as we get out and toward the middle of the year, four GOP, then six GOP. So you're going to start to see a transition here of GOP members kind of leaning in to help save democracy and kind of voting with Democrats. In fact, a lot is going to happen here again by summer of 2025. Number 35 in the countdown. Will 45 try and start a war with Panama or Canada and blame it on EM? No, I don't see this potential war event taking place in human history here, as his question is describing. No. 34, what's going to happen with bird flu, especially with the cuts to the CDC and with RFK Jr. in charge? Well, I see some double-digit increases in kind of escalating effects of bird flu, or we're talking about the bird flu here. So everybody's going to have to double down. I think we're talking about this earlier in the show here. Double down on food safety, making sure things cooked really well. But yeah, there is an issue here with lack of inspectors and CDC authorities, officials. I keep getting like a double digit increase here, which is obviously not good. And then it starts to settle down as you get down to 2026. 33, should Australia and New Zealand be concerned about China's growing interest in the South Pacific? Yes, they should be very concerned because this has been going on for decades. China has their eye on this region. They're trying to leverage influence in this area. But it does look like that we're talking about Australia and New Zealand here. They're going to be able to fend off any major violence. But yes, this is an ongoing threat, and it's actually not going to go away for many decades here. But I don't see like a full takeover by China of this region, no. 32, a proposed Idaho Senate bill and House committee bill would ban the use of mRNA vaccines. Will this pass in the House? It does look like it's going to pass in the House to me, but then get repealed later in the year here. Because the US and the world's going to face some new variants in COVID. So something about my team saying it's going to like pass. But then get repealed because like these vaccines are going to be required to fend off new variants of COVID, right? I don't see a widespread pandemic, but I do see everybody's got to be they have to be vigilant here and then get on top of this with these mRNA vaccines. So they're still going to be a factor. This is a mess going on right now in Congress, obviously. 31, MSNBC News just reported that Hunter Biden is going to sue Fox News because they basically have dragged his name through the mud with false allegations. Will he win his case? Yes, it appears he will win a significant judgment in this case. 30, hi Sterling and team. With the recent firings of FAA personnel, EM has said that SpaceX will make air travel safe again. Do you and your team see SpaceX taking over the US airline industry as a whole? No, he will try to make inroads into the US airline industry and the FAA, but in fact, it's going to go a different trajectory, it'll go a different track. So EM's not going to have control, nor will, I guess, SpaceX employees get involved. There might be some advisory services going on between EM, SpaceX, and the FAA, but I don't see any kind of a complete takeover. No, if that's what's being asked here. 29. Will it ever be a time where Black Americans become equals with their white counterparts? Will the racism ever go away? The decline of racism overall will decline significantly or during this three-decade reset we're going through. That's all part of one of the many things, the plethora of things are going to get leveled out and rectified in humanity, right? The year 2020 to 2050. So racism, I understand this question being asked between Black Americans and white counterparts. That, in addition to all other types of racism going on around the world and in this country, it is all part of the three-decade reset. 28. Hello, Sterling. I have heard you indicate on several occasions that some select extraterrestrial groups are mining for minerals. Do they take what they want or do they provide compensation? Is the US government aware of this? Yes. So this has been going on for millions of years. There are certain extraterrestrial groups mining for certain rare earth metals here on Earth. It's all part of agreements that have been going on millions of years with the Earth. And yes, there are various factions in the US government that are aware of these agreements. 27. Hello, Sterling. I am planning a trip to Japan and plan to ride the bullet train. I am wondering about the transportation progress in the US. How long will it take for us to have better transportation available to us to get into major cities? I see significant magnetic levitation trains or maglev trains being a real strong component over the next 10 years here, like in the US. So by 2035, you're going to see a lot of maglev trains running around the US. It's going to take a long time, billions of dollars of investment. But it will get up to a level that's equal to like China, Japan, South Korea already have a lot of maglev technology in trains. 26. What's it like for you as a medium on a day-to-day basis? Do you just wonder about a topic and get the answer? Well, I mean, yes, I can receive information just by tuning in. It's like tuning into a radio station, turning on the gift. I can get information. I don't leave it on all the time. I talk about that all. If anybody has the gift and you leave it on all the time, it will absolutely drain you and drag you down in your energy. Just like have intense concentration. But yes, I mean, I do turn the gift on and off. And in the early stages of my career, I didn't turn it on and off all the time. In fact, sometimes I'd leave it off all the time. Then my wife would wonder why I didn't turn it on. Like when I was in that business meeting, I said, you should have just asked your guides what was going on. So yeah, so I can turn it on and off now and have the control over it. And I do turn it on when it's required. 25. When you talk about future events, how far can you go maintaining a high percentage of success in your predictions? My team can actually go millions of years in the future, millions of years in the past. It tends to make it's like more valuable for humanity to hear things that are definitely in their purview, like over the next number of years or decades, because people can grasp that. But certainly, looking backwards millions of years or forwards millions of years, it can maintain accuracy. It all comes out of the Akashic records. So yeah, it's just all part of anybody that's using the gift in this way. You access the Akashic records, and for me personally, you can go through millions of years to get the information backwards and forwards. 24. Hi, Sterling. Have many extraterrestrial craft been reverse engineered and flown by nefarious organizations with intent on keeping the truth about ETs and UFOs hidden from the public? So, yes, many extraterrestrial craft have been reverse engineered. They've actually, various military vendors have been able to reverse engineer a craft and actually replicate anti-gravity propulsion systems and cloaking systems. So yes, this has been done. However, this is being kept under somewhat control by ET groups, but there are military vendors that have reverse engineer craft and have for quite a long time, even going back well into the early parts of the 1900s, even the 1940. Yeah, there's a lot of this going on and has been for a long time. 23. Will there be any cures for IBS? I guess that's irritable bowel syndrome and similar gut-related illnesses. CRISPR has already been used. That's, genetic engineering technology for working on a wide range. Again, not a doctor here. For IBD, so I guess that's irritable bowel disease, IBD, and I guess there's various forms of it. Over the next number of years here, big advances being made with genetic engineering around this for all types of what I'll call inflammatory gut diseases. Big progress in 5 years here. I mean, a lot of the genetic engineered technology is really, it's actually progressing at an exponential rate. So every year that goes by is like what took the previous 10 years to accomplish. So it's really accelerating at an exponential rate. A good 5 years out, big breakthroughs here, a good 8 to 10 years out, like vaccines in this area. And my team is saying, it's interesting. It's not just the breakthrough, let's say, in the medication, but they're talking about the delivery mechanism. Again, not a doctor here, but I guess there are certain specific types of ways you have to deliver these medications to the body for them to be effective. 22. Hello, Sterling. Do you see a lot of people leaving the planet due to illness in the coming years? Yes, as part of the three-decade reset, there'll be large groups of people that will leave the planet. Now, A lot of times this will be because of disease, maybe old age, or people not taking care of themselves, not doing the things they should. So it's not that necessarily it's a massive wipeout by some sort of a random event, a meteor or something like that. But these are people that, let's say, do not choose to be here, do not choose to take care of themselves, put themselves at risk for certain diseases. Yeah, there will be a large part of the population, and even some people that abuse drugs, alcohol. There will be a parting and separation for large groups of the population. 21. Will the Democratic Party wake up and have a dynamic leader anytime soon? Will they realize that they need to aggressively be on many social platforms and speak to the public in a much more strong, direct language and dialogue? Well, you're actually going to see the reinvention of the Democratic Party this year. So it's almost like no more Mr. Nice Guy being very direct and being much more confrontational. That's what's required right now in order to kind of take on. It's almost like when you have the playground bullies, they're usually the most insecure people on the playground, but you have to be confrontational and direct and move in a way that actually moves with power. And so I see a lot of the Democratic Party doing that, making that conversion now. 20. Hello, Sterling and team. Are all hybrids from one particular species or from all of them? So, hybrids, that's a combination of Homo sapiens sapien and extraterrestrial DNA. They come from all different species of extraterrestrial. Hybrids are part of every actually extraterrestrial population and here on Earth. 19. Hello, Sterling. I'm sure you've read on the purpose and meaning of Stonehenge in the past, but would you mind doing it again? Sure. Stonehenge was originally built in conjunction with extraterrestrials as a navigation point on Earth. It actually is a very high magnetic field area, actually a magnetic energy center for Earth. As time went on and human history evolved, it kind of transitioned to a religious area, kind of a religious monument, but still was basically a marker for a very large magnetic energy center. That's why a lot of people feel things when they go into that area. 18. Hello, Sterling. Andrew Cuomo may run for the mayor of New York. If he does, do you think he has a chance of winning? Yes, it actually appears that he will actually run, and it actually appears he'll actually win. That's what they're showing me. 17. Hello, Sterling. Timothy Hogan, the Grand Master of the Knights Templar, has been explaining mysteries of their order recently. He claims the order has six Ark of the Covenant devices in their vaults. Is this true? No, in fact, all of the Ark of the Covenants have been removed from Earth by extraterrestrial groups. These were nuclear power devices. They are no longer on Earth. So, no, it's not accurate. They've been removed because of the misuse of humanity. 16. Will Curtis Yarvin ever be exposed and his heavy influence on this administration and the Heritage Foundation be broadcast to the United States? You know, this has already come out with part of the linkage with EM and Peter Thiel and corporate strategy, trying to change the way that democracy works. We've touched on this before, but no, this it'll all be brought out in public. It's already starting to be brought out in public, and it won't be successful in the long run. 19, I'm sorry, 15. Hi, Sterling. In regards to Citizens United, the Federalist Society, and the Heritage Foundation, when will these organizations have less influence in all branches of our government, and will they ever be held accountable? You know, they're going to continue to play a very strong role in the GOP for about another decade, and then it's going to start to wane. It's going to start to roll off before they're dismantled. 14. Hello, Sterling and team. Does EM have knowledge of extraterrestrials, but has had to deny it because of the cover-up? No, in fact, I don't ever see that he's been working directly with extraterrestrials. He has access to the same public information that everybody does, but he has not been working directly with extraterrestrial groups. So it's not that he has the information, has to deny it. He doesn't have it directly. Okay, 13 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Given Pete Hegseth embarrassing performance at the Munich Security Conference and the likelihood of more to come, Will he last as the Secretary of Defense? Well, he will until about early 2026 for some reason. Might even be late 2025. 12. Will there be advancements in detecting and curing pancreatic cancer? So, read on this before. Yes, we've already seen advancements last year in curing pancreatic cancer using CRISPR genetic engineering technology in 2024. I think the first cases were cured using CRISPR technology. You're going to see big advances in widespread access to vaccines in about 8 to 9 years from now. So, it'll be a full-scale rollout in about 8 to 9 years going forward. So, big progress around pancreatic cancer using CRISPR technology. 11. Do you see California becoming separate from the U.S.? There's a proposition cleared for signature gathering by the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, with enough signatures. It will be voted on by 2028 or potentially earlier. Do you see something like this happening? You know, this would require like 500,000 signatures, and I think it might even require, there's a two-thirds vote in Congress, so I don't see the measure ever passing for some reason. I'm seeing just like it never makes it over that threshold, and I don't see California separating from the U.S. No. 10. Hello, Sterling. Do spirit guides ever abandon their person? For example, someone who has no belief or interest in them, nor takes interest in their own life. No, I think we touched on this earlier in the show. Your team never abandons you. It's interesting. I'll talk to a lot of individuals that, in a humorous way, I say, you know, your angels and guides are sitting around lazy boys reading the newspaper, kind of waiting for you to reach out, start working with them. They never abandon you, they're always with you. That's part of their role. That's part of the responsibility. Interesting footnote, guides do learn through you. So even though guides are highly evolved, hundreds to sometimes thousands of reincarnations to be a guide on the other side, many times they still learn as they're working with you. As you learn, they learn from you as well. So it always enhances their learning. Just kind of an interesting side note there. 9. Hi, Sterling and team. What is the future for Tesla and SpaceX? Will they continue to be under EM's command? Or will the companies fade away? They'll continue to be under EM's command and control, but they will morph into other entities and be absorbed eventually by other companies. So there's an evolution going on here, but they'll still be like in a majority way under EM's control. Not going to go away. 8. Hello, Sterling. This morning I had a good cry. Once the floodgates open, all the outrage over the election process overflowed. At one time, growing up in the US gave us security. We always felt safe, like nothing bad would ever happen. This democracy was our way of life, and we were so proud to be Americans. I cried not just for myself, but for every soldier living and deceased, for every school teacher, for every civil servant, and every struggling family. My question is, according to the AIMS plan that your guides and angels laid out, have we moved through the A portion of the plan? Yes. So my guides and angels laid out a plan on the February 2nd show that I did. You're welcome to take a look at it. Up on this, you'll find up on the YouTube channel, the February 2nd, 2025 show. The AIMS strategy stood for analysis, investigation, then movement slash military. S being separation. So we've moved from the analysis phase into the investigation phase of what's happening with the election interference. So, yes, it's moving forward. 7. Hello, Sterling. Are you sometimes overwhelmed with insights, especially difficult or negative insights your guides share with us? You know, no, not truthfully, not overwhelmed. I really view what I do as a telephone. I try to be the best telephone I can to the other side. But being grounded is very important. Whenever you do this kind of work, you have to be very grounded. And there are all kinds of ways. Everybody has ways of grounding themselves. That's relaxation, centering yourself. But when you try to be a good telephone, I try to pass the information through in a way that's helpful. I will tell you this, that only information that comes through, the only information that comes through is meant to help humanity move you forward. So that's important for anybody even doing this work. If you're ever with anybody that's doing psychic mediumship work with you, if the information coming through is not empowering you, enabling you, healing you, loving you, providing guidance, You want to make sure it resonates with you, okay? So no, I allow myself to be kind of a tool for the other side to bring the information through, but it doesn't overwhelm me. That's all part of kind of a grounding process. Six, hi, Sterling and team. It's over 25 years since the murder of Jill Dando in London, or Dondo. Jill was at the time a famous broadcaster that hosted the BBC television program Crime Watch, which was similar to the US show America's Most Wanted. She was assassinated in broad daylight with evidence to suggest it was a professional hit. Despite numerous witnesses, the crime has never been solved. Will the crime be solved? So, what I get is this was a professional hit by a cartel, a drug organization operating around Europe and in parts of even the Middle East. So, this was a professional hit. Believe it or not, the crime has been solved, but the individuals that have the information are worried about their safety in bringing it forward. So this was in effect for entertainment purposes only. This was a drug cartel that believed she had information or getting too close to disclosing information they felt would hurt their organization. So I think the interesting part here, this crime has actually already been solved. Individuals don't want to come forward with the information. Five. Hello, Sterling. Will state governments use 45's tactics to reduce the workforce? So, in many red states, they actually will use the same tactics to reduce the workforce. However, again, you're going to start to see a reversal of this across the economy as we get into late 2025, early 2026. Four, hello, Sterling and team. What's the purpose of EM trying to get into people's IRS personal information and tax records? This is all part of trying to control the population with inside information, classified personal information, trying to exert leverage. It's not going to come to pass, but that's the reason for wanting to get access to the information. Three in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. After the coming changes, will the U.S. Constitution remain as the law of the land? Will they incorporate changes that will make it hard for a person like 45 to become president? You know, I do see here again, by the end of 2025, getting to 2026, we're going to start to see the efforts towards amendments in the Constitution to control whether felons can run for president. You have to release all your tax records. There's a lot, you can't engage with dictators around the world. You know, there's a lot of things going on here. The U.S. Constitution will be the law of the land, but with a lot of new amendments coming to it. Absolutely. Number two. Do you see anything coming up this week? Progress on the Ukraine-Russia peace agreement. I do see progress moving this forward. New outbreak of conflicts in the Middle East around the Gaza region, unfortunately. So I don't know what's going on here. The ceasefire looks like it's in jeopardy. Some more conflict coming up here, but it's almost against the backdrop of still some more hostages being released. So, but there's some violence cropping up here. New airline accidents in the US and Europe. Unfortunately, there are some accidents coming up here. Additional earthquakes around the US West Coast, India, and other parts of the Middle East here. So, more earthquake activity worldwide, unfortunately. Just, I don't know why these massive earthquakes are around us right now, but they are. And number one in the countdown, if you have anything your guides want to share, when things are challenging, step into your power and know that you have always had the power it is ready for you to take command of, to not give in to fear. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2025, released all media platforms on Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2025. As always, if you need to reach me for a session, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. If you want to join our VIP Platinum membership and participate in live streams where I answer a plethora of questions from all of our Platinum membership members, just go to find the join button on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the front page of the website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. I'm also doing a show with Linda Grindle, the Comanche Psychic, on Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2025. You can be able to find that show on Linda G's channel. On that note, I'm going to send out goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I'll see you all again very soon.